Zok the Mishnah Vayta Masach the Shabbos, Perik Chav Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ha'even Shalpi Hachavis. There's a stone that happens to be laying on the opening of a bottle or a barrel. Now, if a stone is covering the mouth of a barrel, and I want to drink the wine, what do? The stone is Mukta. Can I remove it directly? And the answer is no. What you can do, however, is Mata, tilt it al tzida on its side, v'nefeles, so that the stone falls off. Now this type of indirect moving, this is called tiltel min hatzad. And because the reason I'm doing it is to be able to drink the wine, it is mutter. Again, I can tilt the chavias, but I cannot lift the stone with my hands. Now what if tilting the chavias and have the stone fall off is not very practical? Because, as the Mishnah continues, Haisa, this cask, this chavius, is laying bein hachavius, between other casks. If I am going to cause this stone to fall off this barrel, it's going to break the other ones. So what you can do is, magbia, you can lift it, you can lift the whole chavius, remove it from in between the other barrels. When you get to a place where it's safe, then tilt it and have the stone fall off. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Mois, there's money on my pillow. Moisha alakar, money which is on a pillow. Now it's nice to have money on your pillow, but not on Shabbos. Because the money is muktzah. How am I going to lay down? Zakta Mishnah, noyra sakar. You can shake the pillow so that the heinoifloy, so that the money falls off. Just like in the previous case, what we do with the chavias, we're doing with the pillow. Zakta Batanur, you know when you have to do this? You know when you have to shake the money off the pillow? That's if you want to use the pillow. But let's say you don't want to necessarily use the pillow. What you really need here is the place that's being used by the pillow. You want to stand over here. You want to put your chair over there and sit down and chazer your gemara. If that's the case, then you can pick up the pillow with the money still on it and carry it away. Now what's the reason for this? See, if you're going to shake the money off the pillow in this case, you still won't be able to use the space. The money's still going to be there. So the Melech Chazal said it's okay to carry everything away through the pillow, because that's also an indirect movement of the Muktzah. You're not actually touching the money. You're touching the pillow. Now, Zakta Batanura, these two cases, is referring to when the Muktzah item, either the stone or the money, was forgotten on top of either the barrel or the pillow. But let's say someone intentionally left it there. Let's say someone said before Shabbos, where should I put the stone? Oh, here's a good place. On the barrel. Where should I keep the money? Oh, here, on my pillow. Guess he didn't think he was going to use that pillow on Shabbos. Well then, as we discussed in the previous Mishnah, both the chavias and the kar and the pillow become a basis l'davar aser. So it's not an eitza to tilt the barrel or tilt the pillow, because in this case, it's the barrel and the pillow itself that's muktzah. If the barrel and the pillow are bi'etzem a non-muktzah item, so I'm using this in order to cause the muktzah item, that being the stone or the money, to fall off. But if it's a bus is l'davar aser, then the barrel itself is muktzah, or the pillow itself is muktzah. So it wouldn't help tilting it to the side. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. What if I had a different problem with my pillow? Haisa olav lishleshes. There was some type of filth on it. Maybe someone spit on it. Or maybe a chicken did something on it. Or maybe bird droppings, as the Aruch explains. So first let's understand what you cannot do. You can't use water over here, because the pillow is made out of cloth. Now, if you're going to soak cloth in water, that's like washing it. That's a telad of milaveh. So what could you do? Mikarcha, you can wipe it, besmarted, with a rag. The Tiferes Yisrael points out, even if the rag is going to be damp, you have to be very careful not to press too hard. You shouldn't wring out any water. Vayter says the Mishnah, Hoysa shalar. If what this stirred on was made of leather, the pillow over here is made out of leather. So then there's another etzah. Just pour water on it. Nice than aleil mayim, we may pour water on it, until it's not there anymore. You see, this halacha, that if you soak something in water, that's as good as washing it. That's only with cloth, because the cloth takes in the water. It absorbs the water. But the leather doesn't take in water. And since pillows are made of soft leather, you can't mamish scrub it to remove the stain. That would also be malave. But if you're not scrubbing it, you're just pouring water over it, so I'm removing like what's on top, then it's mutter, because the leather is not going to take in the water. You should know, Kindle, you have to be very careful on Shabbos. If there's a spot on your jacket or some food falls on your jacket, you have to be careful. You have to know the halachas, when you're allowed to clean it off, when you're not allowed to clean it off. Let's say if there's some chunt that your baby brother deposited on your suit, and you start scratching it off. You know, that could also be toichen, grinding, because you're grinding up the little pieces, besides for the other problems. So I don't want to get into the halachas now, because they're complicated. And I'm just saying, you have to learn. You have to ask, am I allowed to do this or not? Somebody once came in with a hat that fell into the mud on Shabbos. He came to the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish understood that he didn't want to wipe it off, because he wasn't sure exactly what the halachis are, or perhaps he wiped off whatever he was able to, and the rest he couldn't. So the Chazaynish told him that's the Keser Shel Shabbos, it's the crown of Shabbos. When a Yid says, okay, this is the way it is, I can't go against the halacha, I don't care what anyone's going to think. My concern is, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do? Okay, so real quickly, chazring over this Mishnah. You have a stone on top of a barrel, tip the barrel, let it fall. That's Tiltel Min Hatzad. The wine is a permissible thing on Shabbos. In this case, it wouldn't be a problem. I can't tilt the barrel, let's say, because it's between other barrels and the stone is going to come off crashing into the other ones. Then you can lift it, carry it off to a safe place, then tilt it. For that matter, if you have money on your pillow on Shabbos, shake the pillow, let it fall off. We explained that this is only if you forgot the muktzah items on the non-muktzah item. But if you put it there intentionally, then what's holding up the muktzah, whether it's the chavias or the pillow, it itself becomes a muktzah. It becomes a basis l'davar aser. And if it was that way, if you put it there before Shabbos, with the intent to put it there, so this isn't an eitzah, you wouldn't be allowed to shake the chavias, because that's not tiltul min hatzad. It's not moving something else which is going to cause the muktzah item to fall. You're moving the muktzah item itself. We spoke about filth that's on your pillow. We said you can't pour water on it, even if you're not going to rub it, even if you're just going to pour the water on it, because soaking in water is considered washing. You can just dry it off with a rag. However, if it was made out of leather, you're allowed to pour water on it as long as you're not outright scrubbing it.